Kof Vov Tammuz, Monday the 1st of August, Rabbi Avraham Ehrentroy. Chavivin Yisrael.
I've stood by this shtender many times. I want to give today an introduction. My feelings on the whole organization of Start the Day, the Torah Way, I think is something, Baruch Hashem here, those who are listening today to the Shia, they join Start the Day, the Torah Way, every day. I think with Afzach Opstein, let's go back 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago. England, they lived thousands and thousands of Eden, but the Harbotzes Torah that there is today wasn't there. Do we realize what a wonderful thing this is? A person gets up, davens, before he starts his day, before he goes to business, he starts the day with Divrei Torah. Gewaldige Divrei Torah. The starting the way, the Torah way, is a gewaldige, gewaldige limud zchus for Klal Yisroel. Chaviv in Yisroel. Do we realize how much we're beloved by the Rabbeinu Shloilam by doing something that's become a habit, but it's a gewaldige, gewaldige Sach. I must tell you, the Welt sagt, you read the Sadoiris. If I may say, maybe there are things that involve you read the Sadoiris. But our Doi today, Achshador. The Limud HaTorah there is today, by all types of people, Achshador. It's a gewaldige, gewaldige Limud Zchus V'Klal Yisroel. The Gemara says, we're now standing in this period of the 3 weeks. 3 weeks, yot Shvere Vochen Abbasim. It's a Shvere Periode from the year. We're now going Friday, starts in 9 days. Shur Shacholboi, Tishrevov. The Gemara says in Yuma, B'shor Shenichnesu Nochrim Leichel. When the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdosh, Ro Kruvim Hamurim Zeh B'zeh. They saw the Kruvim were attached one to another, Murim Zeh, hugging one another. Hoysion Leshuk, they took the Kruvim out in the street. V'omru, and they said, Yisroel alolu, sheberchosam broche v'kelelosam klola. Ye'asku bidvorim alolu. The kruvim were made, one of a zocha, one on a nekeva. Im'urim zeh v'zeh. So the goyim were, they were mevazeh klal Yisroel. Ye'asku bidvorim alolu. Miyad hizilam. This is a Gemara in Yuman and Dalad Amud Beis. The Ritva asks on this Gemara a gewaldige kasha. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Sadites Amud Aleph. There's a contradiction of two psukim. In one pasuk it says, the kruvim apneim ishal ochiv. In one pasuk it says, the kruvim apneim elaboyis. So the Gemara wants to know, the Kruvim are facing each other, or they're facing the Beis HaMikdosh. Who are they facing? Zod the Gemara, it depends on the period, how Klal Yisroel are doing the Rotzon of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Bizman Shi Yisroel Oysen Rasoin Ishal Mokim, Izen Pneim Ishal Ochiv. When Klal Yisroel are Ein Oysen Rasoin Ishal Mokim, is Pneim El Abois. Is there a time in the history of Klal Yisroel that there was a period as man of Ein Yisroel Oysen Esoyne Shalmokim more than Tisha B'Av, B'Shas and Churban, when the Goyim came in and they burnt down the Beis HaMikdosh, they sent Klal Yisroel in Golos. This was a period of Ein Oysen Esoyne Shalmokim. So the Ritva asks, how can it be that when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdosh, Tisha B'Av, Zayin Av, B'Zman HaChurban, where they saw the Kruvim Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh. Kruvim Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh is only in a period of Oysen Rasoin Shomokim. It now wasn't a period of Oysen Rasoin Shomokim. That's what the Ritva asks. I heard many years ago from the Ponovitch Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shach Zechasadig Livrocha, he said a gewaldige pshat. He said like this. Nowadays, Tovshi and Einhof, is Klal Yisrael oisim resayne shel mokim or not? If we were today ask such a question, and I'd say, what are we today? Oisim resayne shel mokim or not? So I'll tell you the truth. Klal Yisrael today does fantastic things. The stocker, the mass and toivim that Klal Yisrael do. The limud ha-toira of Klal Yisrael. I must tell you, I was traveling to Eretz Yisrael 2 years ago. Next to me sat a younger man with his wife. She was the first seat, the younger man was the second seat, I was the window seat. We're traveling to Eretz Yisrael. I must tell you, I know this younger man from Antwerp. I'm not sure I would drink a coffee by him at home. Not sure. His darga of Yiddishkeit, not sure how much his hidurim in kashrus. But I must tell you, a gewaldige sach. We traveled from Brussels to Tel Aviv, a trip of 4 hours. I can tell you, I think, besides a few minutes, he was learning the whole way. He had with him a blue Gemara, Oscar Gemara, and he was learning the whole way. Do we realize today, I'm all learning on a train, on a plane. This belonged to the Rabbonim and to the Rosh Hashivas. Today we have small Gemaras, the Oscar Gemaras is such a gewaldige zikoy Arabim. Today you can get a parsha, you can get Oizvahod, a parsha of Chumash, just Matzos Masay alone. It's such a beautiful print. You can get Mishnah, small Mishnah Brew, whatever you want. Today, and this helps, Belecht Chabaderech. How much people here today, droshes, when they're driving their car? Do we realize what a big schus this is for Klal Yisrael? Do we realize how special we are? Tovshin Ayinvov. Are we Oyser Esayne Shomokim or not? I agree. There are many, many things that we still have to... We're not yet complete, no. It's not a doy which is completely all Chavetz Chaim's, no. But there are many, many things that Klal Yisrael is very special. So when I'll ask you, is it Oyser Esayne Shomokim or not? You know what I feel the truth is? The answer to this is, it depends who you're going to compare us to. If you're going to compare us to the doyres of 100 years ago, when then you'll compare us and you're put, are we all like the Chofetz Chaim, like other Rabbonim and Rosh Hashivas and Gedoyli Yisrael? Are we going to compare ourselves to the Tmimus and the Amuna that our grandparents, great-grandparents had 100 years ago? Then I don't know. If you're going to compare us today to the Goyshe Gas, you're going to compare us how the Goyim look today, and you'll take Klal Yisrael, any one of us, and you'll put him and compare him to a Goyim Gas, then we're wonderful. We're Oyser Esayne Shomokim. There is nobody better than us. Zog Rav Shach, who is Arayni Beis HaMikdosh? Who saw the Kruvim? If Klal Yisrael would go in, they would see the Kruvim Pnei Melavois. Because Zayin Av, when the Goyim came into the Heichel and they burned the Beis HaMikdosh, it was a period that Klal Yisrael in the first bias was Avodah Zarah Gilarois and Shlichus Tomim. The second bias was Sinas Chinom. It was no good. But who came in? The Gemara says, the Goyim compare us b'shas echurban to the Goyim, then we're oiser esayin shamokim. Then it's pnei mishalochim. It's a gewaldige, gewaldige vavos of shachzot. It depends who we're comparing ourselves to. Do we realize how special we are, chavivin Yisrael? Do we realize today? How does a goy start his day? How do we start our day? We daven, and it's not enough. We daven, so I could go to business. I've already put on talis and I've davened today. No. We're going to start our day with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah connected to Kulam. I'm going to start the day the Torah way. Do we realize what a schus this is for every one of us, for the organizers who have organized such a gewaldige Arbotzes Torah? I'll tell you over a gewaldige vort from Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, in Ramban state, Tisha B'Av, our minig is, we don't put on tefillin in the morning, by Shachris. We put on tefillin by Mincha. That's our minig. The Ramban brings down, Miksas Chachomim Noegim, that Tisha B'Av in the morning, they don't put on tefillin Sharoish. That means tefillin Shaliyat, the Ramban put on by Shachris. Tefillin Sharoish, they didn't put on by Shachris. Tefillin Sharoish, they put on by Mincha. And this the Rambam brings down, Miksas Chachomim Noegim. What's the difference? Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. The Chassam Sofer says, a gewaldige vort. He brings down a Rosh HaTevis. Sitzes al kamfei v'gdeyem. The Rosh HaTevis of Sitzes al kamfei v'gdeyem is a Savi, a Ayin, a Chof, and a Beis. The Gematria of Sitzes al kamfei v'gdeyem is 182. That's the same Gematria as Yaakov. Same gematria as Yaakov. So what does it mean? Sitzes al kamfei v'gdeyem Yaakov. So the Chassam Sofer says like this. There are things that we do every day. Sometimes, if you'll think and consider what we're doing, we'll realize what our mitzvahs are, what these mitzvahs are, these mitzvahs, the yoyim that we do, how special they are. We come in the morning, and we put on talis and tefillin. Now I understand we want to go with the talis, and we want to wear tefillin. Why do we put them together, the talis and tefillin? You could say, we'll wear a talis by mincha and tefillin by shacharis. I would consider this a very nice idea. Why has it got to be together? So Chassam Sofer says, talis and tefillin go together. Why? What is talis and what is tefillin? He says, Klal Yisrael have two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. What are the two names, Yaakov and Yisrael? A Yid has to have in himself two middas. One middah of Yaakov. Yaakov is Okev. Yaakov is the Moed Moed Havar Shval Ruach. The Ish Moishe Onav Moed. Ayid makes sich nicht groß halten. He's not allowed to show off his mitzvahs. I'm allowed to say how special the London Yidin are. That they start the way, the Torah way. I can talk about you all, every one of you like this. But a person should go away today from the Shia himself and think, wow, I'm fantastic. Well, look who I am. This is not the middle of a Yid. A Yid is Moed Moed Havar Shval Ruach, but Ish Moishe Onav Moed. That's the name of Yaakov. Yaakov is okay. The name Yisrael is Sa. Yisrael is a pair. Look, I'm a Sa. Look how special I am. So the Chassam Sofer says, the mitzvah in Talis, where do we put our sitzes? Al kamfei v'gdeyem, at the bottom of the beged. This means the middah of al kamfei v'gdeyem is a middah of shiflis, of anova. That person holds himself small. Torah muneches bekeren zovis. Tefillin went amol. Then maybe there are people still today like this. Birchas hashach in the morning, they say when they do the thing, when they get dressed, they say malbush arumin. When do you say oiti yisro b'sifora? Oiti Yisroel v'sefora, you say when you put on your tefillin. When you put on the tefillin, what are the tefillin? The tefillin are the pe'er. They're our crown. Where do you put a crown? On the head. Where do we put tefillin sharoish? On the head. This is our pe'er. Look how special we are. I'll tell you a very interesting thing. The Chofetz Chaim was already elderly. He told the Bochrim Radin, I want to say a shmuz. I want to say a shmuz. 3 o'clock in the middle of the night. 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, the Bochum should come by me at home. I want to say a shmuz. So you can imagine, the Bochum went to sleep. I'm not sure everyone went to sleep. They don't want to miss this occasion. But the boys went to sleep early, the Bochum, and they all got up half past two. And they're all going to come to the Chofetz Chaim's house. 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, they're going to hear a shmuz from the Chofetz Chaim. And they came into the house, and the Chofetz Chaim took out his siddur. And he said, straight, we say every day in davening. Thank you. The Chofetz Chaim took out a siddur And he said like this, Neshomo Shnasatobi Toyri. Ato Yisa Ato Baroso Ato Yisarto. Va'ato osid litlo mimeni velahzira bi la osid lovi. And he said this over 3-4 times. And the Chofetz Chaim said, he said, do we realize what we have? We have an neshama which is a chilik elekam imau. We have in ourselves a chilik of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given us an neshama which is Torah, Atzo Baroso, Atzo Yisarto. And the Chofetz Chaim said, Va'atzo Osed Litlo Mimeni. It's going to come the day that the Rabbi Yishev is going to take away the neshama. Every one of us, the hundreds in Sonsik, so the Chofetz Chaim says, but every one of us is going to get up to Tchiyas HaMeisim. What we're going to get back by Tchiyas HaMeisim? Ulachziro! This neshama that was taken, this I'll get back. Vos mehr mitzvahs im Asim Toivim and Toira person learns and stock and chesed he does, how much his neshama becomes more refined and has more mitzvahs, that's how I'll get back this neshama. Do you realize what you have, the Chofetz Chaim said? We have a neshama which is a chelik elekam imau. We have a neshama that the Ribbono Shel Olam created and the Ribbono Shel Olam put it into me. You know how special I am? I have a neshama a chelik elekam imau. And this neshama, I'm going to get back with Chiyas HaMeisim. How am I going to get it back? I'm going to get it back like it was taken. Chaparai! And that, he closed the siddur and he said, good night. Somebody asked the Chofetz Chaim the next day, for such a shmooze, you could have said 9 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You had to wake up, 100 bochrim, to come in the middle of the night to hear this. So the Chofetz Chaim said, what did I say? I said, Tait Shavalakai Neshoma. Every one of us says it every day. One of the problems that we have is we don't realize how special we are. We don't realize who we are. If I would have said it during the day, no, wasn't the Chofetz Chaim gezogt, nobody will remember it. I want to tell you, I heard from somebody who was by this chabur. He went to hear these words of the Chofetz Chaim. He said he learned in Rad in a few years. He doesn't remember much of the Chofetz Chaim shmuzen. This shmooze, he remembers it and he'll never, ever, ever forget it. And he's told it over to many, many, many people. Why? Because the Chofetz Chaim is 3 o'clock in the middle of the night. It's very interesting to hear 3 o'clock in the middle of the night and you remember it. But let us remember the Heilige Werte of Chofetz Chaim. How special we are. That's the Pe'er of Tefillin. We put a crown on every one of us every day. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's why we put talis and tefillin on together. At the same time that you put on a talis, and you remember Al Kamfi Vigdeim, and you remember Mo'id Mo'id Havashval Ruach, and you remember that the person is not allowed to be a Balgaiva, you should realize how special you are. Realize you're going with a pair, you're going with a crown. Realize that every Eid is so, so beloved by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why we put together the Talis and Tefillin. And that's the Yaakov and Yisrael together. A Yid is not just called Yaakov or just called Yisrael. We have both names together. That's the speciality from Klal Yisrael. As is the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Shelach. When I come today, this is my introduction to my drosha today. I feel that how special. When I was a boy, this did not exist. In my young years in Manchester, we never had this. The Harbotzis Torah there is today, the Limud HaTorah there is, between, I'm not talking about the Bnei Torah, I'm talking about the Amoinam, by Balabatim, how special it is that we are really, really, we're built, the Amud HaTorah, the Olam HaTorah. And I think this alone is a schus, when we're standing now in the 3 weeks, that the Ribbono Shel Olam see, Ro Nochrim, the Nochrim would see today the Kruvim by us, it would be Ma'urim Zeh B'Zeh, it would be Oyser Esoyne Shel Mokim. One, something that we have, very, very special, because we are the Am HaNifchad, Asher Bocha Bono Mikol HaAmim, is the Omud, which this is the Omud from the Beis HaMikdash, and this is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about today the Omud HaTfilah. What a special, special Matana Torah we have, that we can come three times a day and speak to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and the Rabbeinu Shloilom answers the tefillahs that we ask of him. I'll be making a story. When I was in Gateshead, I learned in Gateshead Yeshiva. When I learned in Gateshead Yeshiva, then the Mashkiach was the famous Mashkiach, the Matzisio Salomon Zal Gesund Sein, as a Homer of Wurshalim. And he told me like this. He told me then like this. He was Mashkiach many years in Yeshiva. And there was a Bocher, he wasn't a very big masmid, and he wasn't a special clever boy, and he noticed a very interesting thing. In Yeshiva, you have chavrusas in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. Then you have Shabbos a chavrusa. So basically, a bocha has four chavrusas during the week. And he noticed this bocha. All four chavrusas were the best bochum in Yeshiva. Now, this wasn't just a one zman, and it wasn't even a second zman. Whenever, ever, all the years he learnt in Gateshead, this bocha, not being such a special boy, he wasn't such a clever boy. He had the best chavrusas by all the storim in Yeshiva. And a Matzioh told me, he didn't understand it. He's a Mashkiach many years, he observed and he saw many things in his years of being Mashkiach, and he's never seen this, and he never understood it. Till one day, that's what he told me, one day he was standing at the top of the stairs over the dining room, and he hears a phone call. And he hears this bocha telling his mother on the phone, "Mommy, you can stop davening. I've got all my chavrusas already." So Matzioh said, "What happened?" The mother, and he asked the bocha later, he said, before it came to the period that you choose chavrusas for your next man, this mother had sich ausgeweint and gesagt to him, und gebeten Rabbeinu Shloilom, find for my Moshele, he should get every seed in Yeshiva the best chavrusas. So Matzioh said, "Oh my gosh, it's affected. When you have the tkoich ha-tfilah, how much we can achieve, how much we can succeed with this omud and koich of tfilah." In this week's parsha, it says in Medrash, a very interesting Medrash, "Elef lemata, elef lemata, lechol matas yisrol tishlechu lesaba." So we think, how many Yidden went to this war against Midian? So we would say 12,000. If 12,000 went, why does it say Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata? It should say Elef Lamata. State Medrash, 24,000 went. Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. From every matter, there's 2,000 who went to the Mechoma. Impossible state, Shnei Mesa Elef. So the Medrash like this. 12,000 went to fear the Mechoma, to attack the Goyim. 12,000, they went into Bis Medrash and they were mispal. Could they, a soldier should win a war, he needs tefillah. And if he needs tefillah, so 12, every shevet gave 1,000 soldiers to make the milchoma, and 1,000 soldiers to go into Bis Medrash and be mispal, that the soldiers should win the war. That's koich tefillah. And I'll tell you a very interesting thing. The Welt sagt das Iba Azoya, I'll tell you how, wie ich verstehe das. The Chofetz Chaim gives us a very interesting thought to think about. In last week's Pasha, when the Torah brings down how big every Shevet was, so Shevet Ben Yomer, Shevet and Posuk, was 45,600. Straight after Ben Yomer, the Torah brings down Don, and Don was 64,400. So the Chofetz Chaim says, it's printed in Chofetz Chaim in La Torah, it says a gewaldige Wort. He says, how many children did Binyamin have? Binyamin had 10 children. From his 10 children, and they were still all, these 10 children, it was before Plegish were given. He had 10 children. From these 10 children, how big was his shevet? 45,600. Don, how many children did Don have? Don had one child and this one child was? Chushim. And what was with this Chushim? Deaf, and he was deaf, yeah? Loelenu anish gesuntekind. He had one child, Anit Gesundekind. So I want to ask you, when we would have seen Binyamin and Don, we would have said, as Binyamin, 10 children, Kanai Nahora, Chupim, Amupim, Gewaldig. And you look at Don, Nebuch, one child, a deaf child, could be as deaf and dumb, and Nebuch, There was a Gevorah at the Chofetz Chaim. From Binyamin, from his 10 children, is 45,000. And from Bidon, with his deaf child, he got 64,000. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Rabbis Mashoas Beleivish, Asas Hashem Yisokum, don't look at things like it looks like, you know, a Chovov of Toshin Ayinvov. You know, there's a future. Yeah. I think the pshat in the Chofetz Chaim's vort is like this. And I feel that this is something that we see very, very often. Parents have children on Shidduchim. A person is going through a difficult time in business. He has any other difficulty he has in life. I want to ask an honest question. If somebody has a business and he's earning a lot of money, how does he say Baruch Aleinu? How does he say Baruch Aleinu? And then he has a business and he has difficult times. He's earning money, but he has a difficult times. How does he say Baruch Aleinu? There's a vast difference. When a person has difficulties in life, then his Baruch Aleinu is different. His Atachoyin and his Rafa'inu is different. When a person, everything goes Almei Menuchas with no difficulties. You see it many times. Parents have children on Shidduchim. You have children? So I'm only have a child, a gelungen kind, mamish, special, in all ways. So yeah, you have to avoid Shleilam, Shemek HaShidduch. And a lot of times you have a child who has the difficulties. There are many difficulties in life. Is this a health issue? Is this a different issue? And then you realize when this child is young, I need to be mispalled to make a good shidduch with him. And you're mispalled. And you know, you see it so often that this child with a difficulty makes a lot of a better shidduch than the child who has no difficulties. This child, you see it. I have to do with people, and I see it very often, this. Why is it like that? The terrace is poshut. Because when you have a difficulty, then you know, when the child is young already, I've got to start to be mispalled. In, and you know, who can help me? Only the Rabbeinu Shleilam. In Megis Tzichoyis Lahatz, Ume Davant, Ume Beit, Ume Veint Tzichoyis the Rabbeinu Shleilam. There is Tfilah. When you have a child, a gelungen child, a good-looking girl, and she's talented, and she has everything you need, so you don't feel, yeah, I'm a spal, but it's not the same. So nish is elba treren, so nish is elba kapitlech tilim. So therefore you make a shidduch. Our koyach is, why is the Rabbeinu Shleilam send difficulties in life? Why are the people who have difficulties in business? The Rabbeinu Shleilam is a rachum v'chanun, a toivu meitiv. You know why? He wants us to use up the koyach ha-tfilah that we have. Become close to me. Naftuli elekim niftalti. A person, when he's mispalut to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he becomes ba'ilik with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's the chelik of the neshama shnosati b'toidi. Don, when he had this child Chushim, he knew like this, I have one child, a deaf and dumb child. What's going to be with me? Who are going to be my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren? Do you realize, I imagine, Don didn't stop from the birth of his Chushim. Being mispalut to Rabbeinu Shleilam, Rabbeinu Shleilam, help me! I should have children, I should have Eniklech. My Chushim is something to grow up with him, he should get married. He should have gesunde Eniklech. I'm sure that's what Don did. Is this a chiddush that he later had a shevet of 64,000? Binyamin had 10 gelungen children. He was a spal. But nothing in comparison to Don. I think that's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us, let us in these 3 weeks be mechazik the omud ha-tfilah. We don't win wars with soldiers. You win wars with tfilah. You're matzlich in business, you have good children, you make good shidduchim with koyach ha-tfilah. Let us concentrate on our Shemoneh Esrei. And after Shemoneh Esrei, say a kapitel tilim. A person should get himself used to being disfollowed to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And we're so, so special. How do we stand by Shemoneh Esrei Shacharis? Oiti Yisroel b'sifora. We stand with our tzunin sheroish. Tishbo morning is not a time to put on crowns, to put on tzunin sheroish. The Rambam didn't put tzunin sheroish on Tishbo morning. Tzunin sheliyad you can put on. So let us realize, we're standing in Shemoneh Esrei with a tzunin sheroish with a pe'er. Let us use up this pe'er that we have, and this is koyach ha-tfilah. I want to give every one of you here a brocha. I'm a kohen. I can give a birchas kohen. I'll give a birchas kohen with the ganze hearts. That every one of you here, the Rebbeinu Shalom benching with Arichas Yomim Rishonim Toivim, you and your wives together, and you should see nachas easily with koyach hatfila from our children, from our grandchildren, and we should all be very, very matzliach. We should have a Arich Yomim biyamino b'smoylo oishev echovod. The Rebbeinu Shalom has plenty money liakesev liazov. The Rebbeinu Shalom has shvias ein of klal Yisrael. Asach asach ashiras oishev with a ayin, oishev with a aleph, and we should all be zoicha to Arichas Yomim v'shonim. And these days should be nishapach v'sosan u'lesimcha, and we should all go v'noreinu v'skeneinu in the very, very near future to be mekabel b'nei Mashiach sudkeinu. This today is the last day that we're starting the day the Torah way in Golders Green. Tomorrow the Shias start the day in Torah way. We'll be in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, and we'll be mechavad Mashiach sudkeinu to say the Shia. Amen.
Tomorrow
the
Shia will be 2 hours earlier.
No? Sure.